Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. I welcome you today, and today we're going to start on a brand new study, study number 3, and begin with the letter C, the church. We're going to talk about the church and what the Bible, the Word of God, has to say about what the church is, or where the church is, or how the church is, or who the church is. There's a lot of different thoughts in the world today about concerning the word church and what the church is, and we're going to try to get rid of some of that confusion and just look into the Word of God and find out what God's Word has to say about what the church is. Let me read you something here. From 1986 to 1990, Frank Reed was held hostage in a Lebanon cell. For months at a time, Reed was blindfolded, living in complete darkness and chained to a wall and kept in absolute silence. On one occasion, he was moved to another room, and although blindfolded, he could sense others in the room. Yet it was 3 weeks before he dared peek out to discover he was chained next to Terry Anderson and Tom Sutherland. Although he was beaten, made ill, and tormented, Reed felt most the lack of anyone caring. He said in an interview with Time magazine, "Nothing I did mattered to anyone. I began to realize how withering it is to exist with not a single expression of caring around me. I learned one overriding fact. Caring is a powerful force. If no one cares, you are truly alone." And there's some truth in that, but then it says Christians are never truly alone are also fortunate to receive God's gracious care through the church. This kind of care can provide the strength to endure. So you see, we got a man here giving testimony about being blindfolded and being all alone, and then it says that Christians that we're fortunate to receive God's grace and care through the church. Well, what is the church? Is the church a building? It can't be a building because that man was in the Lebanon jail cell, in a prison camp. What we're trying to find out is, when the Bible talks about church, what's it talking about? Is it talking about people? Is it talking about a building? Is it talking about a certain geographical place? Is it what in the world is the, when we say church, is the church a denomination? Is the church a Baptist? Is it Presbyterian? Is it Lutheran? Is it Catholic? You hear about the Catholic Church. I mean, there's a church over in Rome that millions and billions of people, they're one of their highlights in life is to get to go to Rome to see, I think they call it a basilica or something, but to see this church. And it's a building. Now, is that scripture? Is that Bible? Is that what the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father teach us? Is that what God the Holy Ghost is teaching us from the scriptures of what the church is? Well, the Bible does use the word church, and it uses it quite a bit, and begins using it in the book of Acts. And we're going to go through this study, and we're going to find out quite a few things. And forgive me for being kind of fumbled with my words today, but I'm giving it a try. You know, we're going to talk about first thing we're going to go through some scriptures, and we're just going to see what the Bible is saying when it uses the word church, and just kind of lay down a foundation with some scriptures here, because of course if we ain't going to use the Bible, ain't no need in talking about it, because that's where our foundation is, that's where our truth comes from, and we've already established that, hadn't we? I'm glad we got God's word to teach us, ain't you? But then we're going to talk about the church is a New Testament institution. We're going to talk about the church is an assembly. We're going to talk about the church being local and it being visible and being organized and being constituted. Of course, made up of the right kind of stuff, you know. And the church has a head, according to the Bible, and local churches have officers. Now, buildings don't have officers, do they? But see, we're going to go through this stuff, and we're going to find out exactly what the Bible's talking about when it's talking about church. So we don't have to be confused about that anymore. And whenever we say we're going to church, or whenever we say the church, then we're going to know what we're talking about. Okay, and we're going to talk about the pastor. There's a pastor in the church, okay? And talk about that the local church makes decisions. Well, buildings don't make decisions. Geographical places don't make decisions. You know, things like that. Now, you see, we're starting to figure it out now, and it's coming to us. The local church is an independent institution. We're going to talk about that. Each local church is independent. You mean there's more than one church? Okay, well, we're going to find that out. Churches are to be separate from governments. Okay, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that they can cooperate with one another. We're going to talk about the local church is a commissioned organization. You mean the church has been commissioned by somebody? What are the commissions? Does the church have ordinances? I mean, are there orders laid down for the church? And if there are, who gave them and what are they? We're going to talk about how the church is financed. You mean the church has money flowing through it, and for what reason? And what's it used for, and where does it come from? And we're going to talk about the local church and us, and what we should do and how we should feel about it, and how it should affect us in our Christian walk and our service to our Lord and our God. So lots of things we're going to talk about when it comes to this church. But let's look at some scriptures first. Now, this study looks at one of the most supposedly confusing and misunderstood doctrines, and the church is a doctrine in the scriptures, misunderstood doctrines of the Word of God. However, when studied by the scriptures alone, which is called sola scriptura, the scripture, which means scriptures alone, there's nothing confusing about this truth at all. The Bible's very clear about who, what, when, where, and why the church is. Now, people have all kind of ideas as to what the church is and really is, and that's what we're just talking about. Some people think it's a building, a cathedral, or some place of worship. Others think of, you know, they did that in the Old Testament. Remember the temple the apostles bragging to the Lord about the temple, and the Lord said that there wasn't going to be one stone left on top of the other when he was done with it. Remember that? Others think the church is a denomination. It's a human organization, or speak of something like the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Baptist Church, and so on and so forth. Is that what the church is? Let's put aside all these ideas and all these things that you've been taught by whoever you've been taught by, and if it's lined up with the Word of God, and you know what the truth of the church is, and you know what the Bible means when it says church, that's wonderful. But you can still go through this lesson with us and learn and find out, and if you already know all this stuff, then it'll just ground you even more, won't it? We never get enough of the Word of God. So let's put aside all these ideas for a moment and see exactly what the Scriptures have to say about what a church is. And after all, the Bible is our final authority for our Christian faith, and we can trust it and believe it to tell us the truth. Amen? All right, first thing first. Let's just go through some Scriptures and listen to what the Scriptures are saying when it comes to talking about the church. All right, Philemon chapter 1, verse 2, and I will give you these Scriptures when we're done. And to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. Oh, now we got a church in a house? Boy, that must be some kind of big house to have a church in it. Okay, now you see how the Scriptures already spread the truth out on the table and taken away some thoughts and added some thoughts to us and given us some truth. Let's try another one. Colossians chapter 4, verse 15, the Bible says, "Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas and the church which is in his house." Oh, we got another fella talking about a fellow with a church in his house. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19, the Bible says, "The churches, plural, of Asia salute you." Oh, there's more than one church? "The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house." So now we've had three Scriptures with people that the Bible's talking about and identifying that says that they have churches in their house. And it also spoke the word churches, plural, in Asia, that there was more than one church in Asia. So you see how the Scriptures are teaching us already, how God the Holy Ghost is laying this out to us already, and we accept it, and whatever the Bible teaches us as truth, we accept it. Here's one, Colossians chapter 1, verse 14 through 18. It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence." What? Did you hear what the Bible just taught us? Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his headship, and talking about how he has redeemed us through his blood and forgiven us our sins, and that he is the image, the God head in the body, okay, who's the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of every creature. But then it said, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, comma, the church. So the church is not only called the church is also referred to as the body in which Jesus Christ is the head of. Interesting, isn't it? Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." One body. He's talking to people. He's talking to us. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Well, what's he talking about? The body. Well, the prior verse that we read, it said, "And he is the head of the body, the church." Okay. So what I want to do now is I want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I want to show you this is not specifically talking about the body or talking about the church, but it does it is addressing some doctrinal matters concerning the church and concerning the body, and it does mention it in that chapter. But what I want you to listen for as I read the chapter, I'm going to read chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and what I want you to listen for is what the Apostle Paul is saying whenever he mentions church and he mentions body, and how he comes about addressing that, or how what he means when he's talking about it, and we'll get a little better sense. So what we're doing right now is just first thing first. We're just finding out what the Bible's talking about when it's talking about church and talking about body, we're just narrowing it down of what we're talking about when we say church. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, he's talking to the brethren. He's talking to the saved people. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Okay, so what he's talking about, he's talking to the brethren so far. In the saved, he's talking to the saved as a whole. And he's talking about the issue of gifts and talking about having different gifts. Okay, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And as the body, now here we go, talking about the bodies. Now listen to this. He's addressing these people, the Christians, the saved, as a whole, and he's starting to talk about the body. Now listen to what he says. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we, talking about all of us that are saved, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now remember when we was reading that last scriptures, before we read this in 1 Corinthians 12, the body is the church. Remember? And it just got through telling us, for the body is not one member, but many. And he's addressing people that are saved, people that are believers. Okay, chapter 12, verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? And now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? And now are they many members, yet but one body. You getting this? He's talking about all the people being having different gifts, being in the body, set particularly in the body as God has designed it in Christ's body. And the body is the church, and the church are the people, and the people are set in there in particular, having particular gifts. All of them are not the eyes, all of them are not the feet, all of them are not the... because all of them are fit in there according to the gifts that God has given them. Verse 21, "And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the head, to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable..." Now he's talking about the members of the body that we think about. See, now he's talking about people. "Think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another." You see that? I mean, you have your physical body and all the members that are on it, and that's what Brother Paul is doing right now, is comparing your physical body to the body of Christ, which is the church, which are the believers as a whole. You see what he's saying there? Okay, it's coming to us, isn't it? It's pretty good. It's beautiful. Now listen to what he says. "And whether that there should be no schism..." Now, what's a schism? A schism is where part of a group pull off from the main group and become their own little group. It's a schism. It's a separation. It's a division. And a schism is like if you had 20 members, 5 of the members pull aside for whatever reason and separate themselves. "That there be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all members rejoice with it." Now listen what he says in verse 27. "Now ye," talking to us, addressing the believers, addressing the people, addressing the body. "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." You have been specifically set in the body, particularly as God has done, as God has chosen. "And God hath set some in the church." Now, look what's happened. He changed from talking about the body, and he's still talking about the body, but he switched the word. It's called the church now. Did you get that? Let me back up. "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church," which is the body. Remember, we read that before. "First, apostles." Wait a minute, apostles are people. "Secondarily, prophets." Prophets are people. "Thirdly, teachers." They're people. "After the miracle, after that, miracles. Then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you more excellent way." All right? So, you see, that chapter right there wasn't specifically about the church or about the body, but he was talking to and addressing to the church and the body. And we found out that he said that ye... Now, ye are the body of Christ. And then in the very next verse, he said, "And God hath set some in the church," you see. So who is the church? The church is the body. Who is the body of Christ? We are the believers, the ones that have been chosen and set in the body of Christ in particular, with as God has set us in there after we believed. Now, the Bible says in verse 25 that there should be no schism in the body. In verse 27, it says, Now ye are the body of Christ. In verse 28 it says, God has set some in the church, you see. So there it is, the church, the body, and members in particular. And he compared it to the physical body and all of them being joined together as one and working and caring about each other as one. You ever smashed one of your toes, smashed your big toe, or had a big toe hurt or something like that where you're walking around and can't even put a shoe on? Man, your whole body reacts to that one toe, doesn't it? I mean, you might get something, a headache, your hip hurt, your whole body has to walk different. Every part of your body has to walk different because of that one problem with that toe. And that's what he's trying to, he didn't talk about toes, but that's what he's trying to get across to us about the care of the body or the church. So what we're talking about here, first thing first, is we're talking about, notice that some of the churches were in the houses of the people. Remember that? Notice that there were more than one churches that were in Asia. Remember that? All right, and it said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And it said, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus Christ is the head of whatever this body is, whatever this church is, and of its members that are found in people's houses. You see, so are you getting this? Are you starting to figure out what the Lord's talking about when he's talking about the church and addressing this matter of the church and the body? Okay, well, that's first thing first, and that's what we wanted to get to and go over the scriptures, and the scriptures have made it pretty plain and pretty clear to us. But next, what we're going to do is we're going to go in the next recording, we're going to go over some more scripture, and we're going to just bring this thing in right, and then when we find out what the church and find out what the body is, which we already have, the body of Christ is born-again believers, and it's all of them as a one-unit body. They got something called a universal church going on in the world today. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all born-again believers are in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is referred to as the church. And then we have something that is called the local assemblies. Okay, and we're going to go over that, and you're going to see, is the church all the born-again believers? Yes. Is the church some born-again believers in one geographical place that meet in somebody's houses? Yes. Okay, so don't get confused about that. There's nothing to be confused about. The Bible is very clear about what the church is and the body is, and we're going to go over it some more. So let me give you the scriptures for today, okay? Here we go. First thing first. Philemon chapter 1, verse 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14 through 18. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we also read, remember? All right. Well, it's been a blessing to start this lesson out on the letter C for the church, our third lesson in the ABCs of Christian growth. And I thank you for being faithful to these. And I hope that you're learning off of them and learning from the Word of God. And I know that if you're sincere in your heart, that God the Holy Ghost is teaching you just like he teaches me and everybody else that's sincere. And we wouldn't dare want to try to manipulate the Word of God or to try to lie to the Holy Ghost. So the church, and we will study more about that on the next recording and go into the church is a New Testament institution and talk about that. So the Lord bless you, and I thank you for being faithful to the Word of God. And Talk to you the next recording. Bye-bye.